Hello. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. And you are now in the zone with Zay and Trey. Zay is not here yet, but I'm sure she will be. But you are tuned in with Trey right now. And today is a pretty interesting day, I think. I was supposed to go live, like, weeks ago, beginning of the semester, and I feel like it's the right time now. Well, never mind. I would have went live, but I think I'm just ready to chill. Zay is not here yet, so today is Take It Back Tuesday, if you didn't know. We are taking it back to the 80s specifically, and I feel like the songs I put on here, I needed these. I feel like a lot of times I hear these songs, but I don't really remember or know that it's from the 80s era, so I'm really educated in that area, but I don't know, sometimes I just forget. So I have a pretty diverse playlist, about 8-9 songs that I got on here. But if it needs to be, I will add more. But as of now, I don't think it's necessary to do so. But first, I'm going to talk about my week. And I feel like this week has been pretty good to me. I actually got an externship, and I'm pretty excited about it, actually. I'm not sure where it's at. I find out tomorrow, but most likely it's probably going to be in New York or California. That's where I chose to go, mostly. Hopefully, it'll work out. And hopefully I learn something from it. I just begin my newfound education exploration with film media studies. I'm now a film media study major. I registered for classes today, and I'm taking basically 4 film media classes. I'm taking digital photography, making media 1, which is beginning and starting to produce my own media, and whether it's film, sound, I think it's just more of the hands-on approach to what media is and getting your hands into the field and learning more about what you covered in the first intro class, which is what I'm taking right now, basically film structure and everything that make up film. So hopefully next semester it gives me that push that I've been wanting. I'm also taking critical film theory, which is a more in-depth look into film. I think it ties into poetics and politics of film, so it should be a little interesting and challenging at the same time, because I'm not really sure, you know, what approach the professor might take with that route, but I'm interested to know, you know, exactly what. So first week should be pretty interesting. I'm also taking film media and pop culture in Africa, so I'm looking at film and media and how it's portrayed in Africa and how do they see it and how do they use it and what makes their film media different than what we do over here in the United States. So those are the 4 classes that I'll be taking. I'm most interested in digital photography. I think that might be the one that I might gravitate to the most, mostly because I love having a camera in my hand now. And I think that by getting that hands-on work that it gives me, like I'm gonna take pictures, they'll I'm pretty sure they'll supply me with a camera, so I learn about the dynamics of the camera and the different ways to use it and I think that's pretty cool. And I hope that, you know, as of now, I hope that the semester next semester serves me well. The externships that I was looking at specifically was, I was looking at mostly production-based externships and how they, basically how I can shadow different producers or film directors, or I even put Atlantic Records on my list because my school has an affiliation with Atlantic Records. So if I go to Atlantic Records, I'll be in different departments like marketing, PR, different things, so I can see exactly what I want to get into. I'm not pretty sure, but I know that this whole production aspect or lighting or sound or anything that puts me in the field where I can get hands-on working is what I'm specifically interested in. So it's not just like a, I want to sit at a desk, or I just want to do some paperwork, or I just want to, you know, I actually want to be in the field. I actually want to put my hands on something and get that new and experience that I own. I guess that's what I've been waiting for. I think is when I got to school is when I realized that this is exactly what I wanted to do, but I'm not really sure what area I specifically want to cover. So I think that's the part. So next Tuesday, I'll be able to tell you guys exactly where I'll be externing and what I'll be doing, what location. Hopefully it's New York, because it's pretty closer than California going across the country, but if it is in California, I'm telling y'all, the ones in California is better. It's one where I get to shadow a film editor, and he edited a lot of big films. Like, he edited all three of the Rush Hour films. He edited X-Men. It was a couple other ones, but I can't really remember. But look, if you've edited Rush Hour, then I need to meet you, because I love Rush Hour. But enough of me talking. We're going to get into the music, and since we're taking it back to the 80s, I specifically created this playlist around hip-hop 80s, because it's a lot of different sounds that we'll be able to hear. So, of course, I had to put some Public Enemy in here. And this first song is Bring the Noise by Public Enemy, so let's get into that right now.
Too black, too strong. Too black, too strong.
Yo, Chuck, these dirty drippers are still front on us. Show them that we can do this, cause we always do this. Ha ha, yeah, boy.
Bass, how low can you go? Death row? What a brother, no. Once again, back is the incredible rhyme animal, the uncannibal beast. Public Enemy number one. 5-4 said freeze, and I got numb. Can I tell them that I really never had a gun? But it's the wax that the Terminator X bun. Now they got me in a cell, cause my records they sell. Cause a brother like me said, well, Farrakhan's a prophet, and I think you wanna listen to what he can say to you. What you wanna do is follow for now. Power the people say, make a miracle, keep up the lyrical. Black is back, all in, we're gonna win, check it out.
Yeah, yo, come on.
Here we go again. I'm saying inside music that the critics are all blasting me for. They'll never care for the brothers and sisters. Why, cause the country has us up for the war. We got to get them straight. Come on now, they're gonna have to wait till we get it right. Radio stations are questioning blackness. They call us a black, but we'll see if they'll play this. Bring the noise. DJ is warm, he's X, I call him Norm, you know. He could cut a record from side to side. So what the ride, the glide, what should be safer than a
suicide. Soul control beat is the father of your rock and roll. Music for watching, for witching. You call a band man making a music of music, but you can't do it, you know. You call them demos,
but we ride demos too.
What you gonna do? Rap is not afraid of you. Beat is for Sonny Bono,
beat is for Yoko Ono.
Run the MC first, and a DJ could be a band standing its own feet. Get you out your seat. Beat is for Eric B and LL as well. Hell,
watch is for Anthrax.
Still it can rock bells. Ever forever, universal it will sell. Time for me to exit. Terminator exit. Stand my man, a piece of same where the bowl stones. Rock with some pizzazz, it will last. Why you ask? Roll with the rock stars.
They'll never get accepted at.
We got to plead the fifth, you can investigate. No need to wait, get the record straight. Hey, posse in effect, got flavor. Terminator, exercise check, play to get paid. You got to check it out down on the avenue. A magazine or two is dissing me and dissing you. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Hey, yo, Griff, get the PS1W. We got to handle this. We ain't going out like that. Yo, man, straight up on the Columbo tip. We can do this.
Yo, Rockin, what's up? Yo, I'm doing the knowledge, E, man. I'm trying to get paid in full. Well, check this out. Since Norby Walters is our agency, right?
True.
Kara Lewis is our agent.
Word up.
Zakiya and Forth and Broadway is our record company.
Indeed.
Okay, so who we rolling with then?
We rolling with Rush.
Our Rush Town Management. So check this out. Since we talking over this deaf beat right here that I put together, I want to hear some of them deaf rhymes. You know what I'm saying? And together, we can get paid in full.
Thinking of a master plan. This ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. So I dig into my pocket, all my money spent. So I get deep up, still coming up with lint. So I start my mission, leave my residence. Thinking how could I get some dead presidents. I need money, I used to be a stick up kid. So I think of all the devious things I did. I used to roll up, this is a hole up. Ain't nothing funny, stop smiling. We still don't nothing move but the money. But now I learn to earn cause I'm righteous. I feel great, so maybe I might just search for a 9 to 5. If I strive, then maybe I'll stay alive. So I walk up the street, whistling this, feeling out of place, cause man, do I miss a pen and a paper, a stereo, a taper. Me and Eric being a nice big plate of fish, which is my favorite dish. But without no money, it's still a wish. Cause I don't like to dream about getting paid. So I dig into the books of the rhymes that I made. So now it's a test to see if I got pulled. Hit the studio, cause I'm paid in full.
Akim, check this out. Yo, you go to your girl house and I go to mine, cause my girl is definitely mad cause it took us too long to do this album.
Yo, I hear what you're saying, so let's just pump the music up and count our money.
Yo, but check this out. Yo, Eli, turn the bass down and just let the beat keep on rocking.
And we outta here.
Yo, what happened to Peace?
Peace.
Let's go.
are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Straight out of Compton, a brother with his finger on the trigger. But once I take out, my rep gets bigger. I'm the roof is filling and you know this. But the suckers in the public won't show this. But I don't really care, I'ma make my snaps. If not from the rankings, from jacking a craft, it's like burglary. The definition is jacking. But when illegally armed, it's called packing. Like a fool out in the set. I find somebody talking trash and put them in check. So if you're at a show in the front row, I'ma call you a sucker if you don't go with the flow. Probably get mad like a punk is supposed to, but that shows me, yo, you're composed to a crazy little brother from the street. Attitude legit, cause I'm ready to hit. MC Ren controls the automatic. For any fool in my way, it starts static. Not a right hand, cause I'm the hand itself. Every time I pull an AK off the shelf, the security is maximum, and that's a law. R-E-N spells Ren, but I'm raw. See, the people know me as a villain. The definition is clear, you're the witness of a killing. It's taking place without a clue. And once you're on the scope, you know you're through. Look, you might take it as a trip, but a brother like Ren is on a gangster tip. Straight out of Compton. Compton, 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 Compton. Easy as his name and the boys coming.
Straight out of Compton. It's a brother that'll smother your mother and make your sister think I love her. Dangerous young brother raising hell. And if I ever get caught, I'll make bail. See, I don't really care. That's the problem. When I see a police, I don't dodge them. But I'm smart, lay low, creep a while. And when I see the punk pass, I smile. To me, it's kind of funny. The attitude showing suckers driving. But don't know where the hell they going, just rolling. Looking for the one they call easy. But here's a flash that never sees me. Ruthless, never seen like a shadow in the dark. Except when I'm low. Hesitation and hear the scream of the one who got the last penetration. Feel a little gust of wind and no object and leave a memory no one will be forgetting. So what about the girl who got shot? You think I give a damn about a girl? I ain't a sucker. This is the autobiography of the E. And if you ever mess with me, you get taken by a stupid dope brother who is mother. Word to the mother, yeah, straight out of Compton.
Compton, Compton, Compton.
Yo, I'm back. Y'all, I'm sorry I was late.
Smacking on food. All I hear is her chewing on grapes and cheese. Like. Grapes and cheese.
Yeah, I had to go to Calgary, because it's a struggle out here. But yeah, I'm back and I'm better.
Those songs were
Bring the Noise by Public Enemy, Paid in Full by Eric B and Rakim, Straight Out of Compton, you know, NWA, and
that was it.
And if you don't know, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania, and you're in the zone with Zay and Trey. I'm Zay.
And I'm Trey.
So Trey,
Yo.
No one was able to ask, tell you. Well, I don't know if you told the people how you're feeling, but how are you feeling, Tracy?
Oh, I'm feeling good. I told them I'm having a pretty good week this week, you know.
Oh, that's great. How was registration? You know, sophomores, we registered. Oh,
I got all my classes. I told them all my classes I got. Mm-hmm. What did you do?
Oh, I got all my classes too. It's easier. I think it's easier because, you know, we're a class above than last year was tough, y'all.
Last year was a struggle.
It was a struggle. So all the freshmen out there, I'm letting you know when registration come around.
I think they register Friday.
Yep. Friday. When Friday come around, y'all, make sure you on it because classes go by in seconds. Because everyone else gotten to like register for their classes from seniors to sophomores. So like y'all the last of the barrel, you know. Yeah. Y'all the bottom barrel. So make sure you on it. Wake up bright and early Friday morning.
Yeah, that don't even help because
it don't actually it don't.
At
honestly,
the end of the day, y'all gonna be sitting there at 6:59.
You don't even have to even go out your bed. Like I had my laptop in my bed, woke up and went right back to sleep because it's no point of going. I've had times where the first time we registered, we went and we spent the night over Trey Ross.
Oh yeah, we was in
crib in South.
We was in the common room.
We were in the common room and we just had like a little sleepover with a few other people.
And I did not fall asleep. I was up the whole time.
I was asleep. I don't know what they were doing. I was
the only
out.
One up. Everybody was asleep.
I don't know how you did that. And then we got breakfast. Know. You know, Marquis was right across from there. So
and
we
I
got
still,
breakfast in
I
the morning.
I was still woke.
Still woke. It was fun, though. But
I didn't
never
go to class
again.
That day, though.
Never again. Yeah, I didn't have class during that time anyway. So it was a Thursday, I think.
Yeah.
So yeah, I didn't have class. So it was great for me. Shit. But yeah. Yep. Next time, one time I went to Copian. It's not even worth it, y'all. You get the same Wi-Fi, the same speed.
Yeah, I was kind of salty today, though. I went to press submit, and the internet was going real slow. I said, so y'all wait until I press submit to go slow. But any other time, it was like, boop, 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 boop. And then as soon as I pressed submit, it was like, ding.
Man, I got all my classes in a blink of an eye, y'all. Yeah. That was crazy.
What classes you taking?
Oh, I'm taking cell bio.
Cell bio. What happened to molecular bio?
So Tracy just ate a grape right now and all the juice just, you know, dispersed. But yeah, I'm taking cell bio and I'm taking applied statistics, chem 122, and academic writing. Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
Tattoo?
Yeah.
What? Taking the tattoo?
I'm taking academic writing right now.
Oh, what tattoo?
Clayton.
He's good?
It's a woman.
Oh, she's good?
Mm-hmm.
Tattoos.
Mm-mm. She really good. Like, hey, Michelle. Yeah. But,
so,
no. I never took tattoo class, actually. Tattoo.
I heard he's great. He's great. I heard he's great.
I took, I'm taking it right now. And
how is it?
It's good. Like, I feel like my writing is getting better, but I'm not sure on what spectrum of good that I am.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like my writing has improved, but I still find struggles in my writing. Like, structurally, it's good, but, like, structurally, like, I know how to write an essay properly and keep it flowing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, within the essay itself, like, writing sentences properly and then making sure it makes sense.
So they go nitty-gritty.
Yeah. Yeah, it's mostly because we do, like, peer review.
Mm.
So it's some students in the class who just be like, well, maybe you should change this. And then I'm looking at it and I'm
do
like,
I have to go to WAS?
No.
Okay.
No. I was thinking about taking journalistic writing.
I
want to
take creative writing, y'all. What?
Live in creative writing right now.
Yes, I feel like it.
I mean, I guess, I don't know. She said I think that's her favorite class right now, actually. But, you know, she an English major, so that makes sense for her. And she, like,
I like creative writing. Creative writing is great.
They write poems and they write their own stories. I guess it's just like a free-form
class.
Yeah, that's
a creative writing, fixing creative writing in 12th grade at UW.
Mm-hmm.
I did good. Like, we did, and me and my friend took it. You know, it was something through high school where you could take, like, college courses.
Yeah.
It was fun. Our professor was, well, he was lit, actually. He actually was taught by Toni Morrison.
Ooh.
And he was like telling all his stories and experiences. I said, that's cool. But yeah.
Oh, it's not.
I think I would like creative writing. That would be cool. But
I think you need a break. You take too many sciencey courses for me.
Yeah, like it's crazy how history and writing, I'm trying to.
And
trying
for a semester? Year.
Mm-hmm.
Spring?
It has to be spring. I think it has to be.
Mine's got to be spring. Because I was trying going to fall, but if I'm going to be a film media major, mm-hmm. I can't just go in the fall because I wouldn't have enough classes under my belt as a major. Mm. And you know, when we come back, we'll have spring semester, but then at the spring semester, it's like you jumping into.
Because you need 16 credits, right?
Yeah. And right now, I'm kind of. I'm
at 11.
Yeah, I'm at like 11.
Supposed to be at 12, right? Oh, you
oh, dang, all in the mic. I'm just listening like, all right.
Sorry, y'all.
Nah, I'm at 11:25, actually. At 11.25, because I'm taking this piano class.
Oh,
that's a quarter credit.
Okay.
So I need like 0.75 of a credit.
But you're probably at 12.11.
Remember,
you did
I dropped
also?
Chemistry.
Oh, okay. So we at the same? Okay. Yeah.
We all dropped at least one class.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been a struggle.
Yeah. Well, that's our life story, our academic life story of Trey and Zay.
Exactly. I'm trying to just know. Tips of the day. Tip of the day. If you are a college student, always keep backup classes. First week when you're in the class, determine if that is the class for
you
or not.
Yeah, please do, because you don't know. Because
you do not want to withdraw from more than two classes.
Take that more than two classes, period, or more than two classes?
Period, because then you're going to be finding yourself in during the summer trying to make up a class, or in the mm-hmm. interim period trying to make up a class, or you're going to have to overload, and that's stressful, especially in the summertime. You're trying to get a job, or in the interim, you're trying to work the job that you already got. Or five classes is just too much.
But for me, like, I sort of use, because I had got credits outside of LOF, like, before I got here. So I'm like, I'm not using it as a crutch, but if you have that and you absolutely need to drop a class, then I wouldn't say do.
But not all schools accept all credits, so you also got to talk to your administration.
Yeah, make sure you talk to them, because it definitely. You probably could waste your time if you decide like to do me. In the summer. You can waste your time and money if you do not refer or talk to LOF office before you take it, because they'd be like, oh, well, sorry, you spent your whole summer doing this and money, and you can't accept it. So
in 12th grade, I had a lot of I had about 7 credits for college, and none of them is worth trying to get it, because I took them when I got here. So either way, it was like, then I had a French class, but it didn't matter because I already took Spanish and got my language course, so I don't need that credit. So it's like, you gotta actually use it for things that you need. If you got that language credit, don't try to use a language course to fill up a credit, because
you have other common course. You have social science, GM1s, GM2s, writing, competence, all that. So make sure you get all that out the way. You really want your common course out the way. Get it out the way as soon as possible, because all I have is a social science left and a writing, and I'm getting the writing out the way and social
science.
You
got one writing or multiple writings, because you need three of them.
If they accept my credit from one of my like the credits from outside of LOF, if they accept that, I only need one more in my field of my major. So
that's where I'm at right now. I'm at I need a science course, because I had withdrew from chemistry last semester.
No, you don't. You need a whole year of science?
No, I just need a course. Oh. I already got the first chemistry from the first semester. I just need another science class. I was going to do
you
computer
gotta take
science.
Two?
Yeah, you need two.
Natural science?
No, not natural science. You
just
can do
science
it.
In general?
Yeah, just science in general.
Oh.
Or with it's a science or a science with a lab. You can get a natural science, a social science, or whatever the other science was. But I was going to take computer science, and then I realized I don't. Somebody told me it was super hard, so they said that they heard from seniors.
If
they
it's
got
not in your
friends.
Major, please take something that'll you can do
that
well.
That was in my
with,
major.
Okay.
The computer science. That could, it was because it was digital media. So it would account, but it's like digital media on computers, which is like, they said it was like coding. And I'm like, I ain't trying to make coding. My own. It's probably like making your own website or something.
No, not making your own website. Like making programs and stuff. Like, you know, the code.
Oh, that's
you
too
know,
much. I can't do that. So I want the digital photography.
Yeah, that's coding.
But, yeah, let's stop talking their heads off and get back to the music.
Yeah, because we didn't.
we didn't talk for about 10 minutes. All right, I'm sorry. this is Salt and Pepper.
Push it.
They're gonna wear
me. Okay, y'all. Sorry, listen y'all. To this. We have.
So we use Spotify, right? They for radio, we use the Spotify account premium for all radio shows that's with at Lafayette. And someone is on the Spotify account on their iPhone trying to use the free freaking premium, and it's interfering with our show.
Let me tell y'all about this song they listen to, first of all. It's a slushy remix of Alone by Marshmello. They playing themselves right now. Like, come on. I had it on my phone, but I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to hit the aux.
It's on Marcy Winston's phone.
Marcy Winston out of pocket.
They out of pocket.
She over here using a WJRH for the free.
For the free she, 99.
But we're gonna give y'all that music because... listen...
You didn't even have to take your what you call out.
You do, because that's why yours be messing up.
I went a whole radio show with this last time, the day you were gone. All right. We about to bring this back using Apple Music because they're reliable and don't interfere with other people's accounts.
Shade. Okay.
Baby, baby. my recital. I think it's very vital to rock
a rhyme.
That's right.
On top.
It's tricky. It's so tight.
Here we go. It's tricky to rock a rhyme. To rock a rhyme. That's right. On time. It's tricky. It's tricky.
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 It's tricky to rock a rhyme. To rock a rhyme. That's right. On time. It's tricky.
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 Tricky. I met this little girlie. Her hair was kind of curly. Went to her house and bust her out. I had to leave real early.
These girls are really sleazy. All they just say is please me, or spend some time and rock a rhyme. I said it's not that easy.
It's tricky to rock a rhyme, to rock a rhyme. That's right, on time is tricky.
How is it, Diddy?
It's tricky,
tricky,
tricky. It's tricky to rock a rhyme.
Just swing a fling, a gathering, try to cling, 'cause it's a big daddy thing. and I'm loving them right words bars. So just play Marvin Gaye and let's get it on. I make it real good like Dr. Feelgood to make sure that my point is understood. That when it comes to this, there's none greater. Sincerely yours, the Smooth Operator. Just I'm so smooth. I'm so smooth. Blanked at the buckle and the kittle black, saying I'm a new jack, you need to be smacked. Smooth way I say them and the way I display them to make them sound different in a way that's gifted and ham. Making sure every lyric is done fine and I make one line, bright as the sunshine, attacking like Robitussin on a cough. If you know like I know, step off. Competition, I'ma get rid of. You can't get a bit of, so just consider a break, a rest, vacation, hibernation, and make way for my smooth operation. I'm a smooth operator. Just I'm so smooth. Just I'm so smooth. Thank you.
Hello.
We are back.
If you don't know, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. And you are in the zone with Zay and Trey. As of now, that's Zay. Zay, say hi.
Yo.
And I'm Trey. Hello. And, you just listened to Push It by Salt and Pepper. It's Tricky, Tricky, Tricky by Run DMC, Smooth Operator by Big Daddy Kane, and then Smooth Operator by Sade.
Yes, girl. She,
you know, we had
sing.
To be corny and do both of them. But, you know, both of them was made in the 80s. They was both pretty good. I think Smooth Operator by Sade.
Sade, yeah. Sade.
She came out first with hers, then Big Daddy Kane threw it into a hip-hop type thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it was lit. Like big, but anyway.
Weekly, anyways. Like, oh look, that is so funny.
Got his face made into a pancake. Yes. Oh, he really waited in line for that. Yo, that's lit.
That is so cool, y'all.
He got the dreads and everything.
That is so. That's the coolest thing, actually.
I was actually standing in line, but it was like 4:48. So I'm like, I was like second in line just because I bust. You know when somebody be like, Tracy, or they say your name and you run up to the front and then you don't never move?
Yeah.
That's where I was at.
Okay.
And I'm like, what time is it? And I checked the phone. It's like 4:48. I'm like,
dang.
It ain't even start yet. Like, they were still cleaning off the pen and all that. So I'm
dang.
Like,
dang. Yeah, because it's, only from 5 to 6.
Yeah, I would. And this is where we at.
We
from
should
five
tell
to
them to get show, give
show
a picture.
Us a picture. Uh-huh. Yeah. You should do that, actually. And, but I wanted to get my face made in. They had a pancake artist here today.
Yeah.
And he was making people face, like, you sat down in the chair, he looking at your face, and he make you a whole face.
That's
a pancake.
Some talent, y'all.
And
that's
I just
talent.
Saw one. It was, all right, I wanted one.
I want one too.
All right, man. Whatever. It's fine. Maybe next time.
It's never going to be a next time. This is a once in a.
I'm salty.
You should leave 10 minutes.
It's too. That means we got to leave, like, now.
Damn.
I'm with it. You with it? No, we can't do that. We already here. Plus,
already
it's probably
here.
A line.
The line probably
yeah, it's probably a line. It was a long. It was a long line, like going from the table where they were standing at all the way to like past the door of Fairna. So I'm like, all right, I'm out.
Mm-mm.
But anyways, I have some public service announcements.
You good?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tomorrow there is a walkout. I guess it's a protest thing for anti-Trump. Well, we're not actually anti-Trump, but we're showing that is we're showing the support for equality and
basically
marginalized
what the majority of what Trump supporters are advocating. We're advocating anti that,
but we're not
beliefs.
Anti him,
yeah,
because that's not right. But we're anti his beliefs and the people who voted for him beliefs. So walk out at 3 p.m. tomorrow. Various locations on campus, and then we'll end up all meeting on the quad for something, whatever.
People like me who has labs at 3 o'clock can't even roll out.
People
unless
like me who got work.
We're out early, you know. Sometimes labs end like that. We don't we don't have a quiz at the end of class, so maybe we are.
Unfortunately, I have work and I cannot miss my work hours for a protest. I'm sorry, but I support y'all from a mile away.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Oh, you know,
this week
rivalry.
Is rivalry
so,
week. This is the 152nd year, Lafayette versus Lehigh. To be honest, I'm not gonna lie, y'all.
I hope you win though, because you know it's always good for y'all. You know your team to win, but we lost twice when we played Lehigh last time. But the year before we came, they won at the big old, you know, rival game in at the Yankee Stadium. Yeah, the 150th one. At Yankee Stadium was great.
They
I heard it was great. Year? Yeah, they lost both times.
With
home
both times.
And, you know, they played them twice.
They played them twice last year? They only played them once. We played them once a year.
Really?
Girl, we played them once a year. That's why the rivalry. That's why everybody be all hyped, because we
don't
get to play
them
once.
Oh, yeah, we only played them once.
But they lost last year anyway.
Oh, I'm thinking of the other. I'm thinking of the basketball. They lost basketball, too.
Oh, damn.
So, yeah, that sucked.
Anyway.
But, yeah.
Hopefully, good luck.
Yeah, good luck, our players.
I won't be there.
I won't be there either. Because I'm not paying $30 for a ticket, but I'll watch you guys and support you in
$15.
You know,
watch them on TV. Woo!
Woohoo!
That means Friday midnight breakfast.
Yes, midnight breakfast is going to end. So, y'all, this is y'all. Your first midnight breakfast, y'all. When I tell you, it happens once a semester. So, midnight. Y'all, when I tell you, it's on and popping, y'all. It is great. It's delicious. It's just great. It's awesome, y'all. Like, you Turn get up. Breakfast at midnight. Like, who thought of that? Son, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. McDonald's, you know, they've been doing that for ages. But, you know.
They got that 24-hour breakfast.
Mm-hmm, that 24-hour. But, yeah, it's going to be great, y'all. It's decent. You know, it's not crappy. I mean, actually, first semester, fall semester is usually better than spring. But, you know, this is fall. So, it'll be great.
Guess what, y'all? I'm going to go see Party next
year. Y'all, they going to see Party next. P-N-D.
P-N-D.
P into the
D. Oh, nice. You look nice.
Oh, no.
I want to do what you do. Come and see me for once. Come and see me for once. Y'all never come to me.
It's going
to
be great. This is Tracy's first concert, guys.
First concert. It's not in one of the big, super big stadiums, but it's big enough.
It's like, big enough, like, y'all. It's going to be great. It's
first concert.
Lit.
I'm about to be hyped.
It's gonna be lit.
I'm pretty sure Val gonna blog that night. You know, yeah, that's her favorite artist. That's her favorite artist.
That's She's her gonna favorite blog. Son. She's gonna be looking like a snack. Y'all better all look like snacks. Y'all have to look like snacks. It's a concert. That's what you do. You look like a snack and turn up and listen to great live music. That's what you do. Okay. So y'all better. I better see the snaps. I better see the litness and the greatness.
But we are going to be standing the whole time, so I'm going to be comfortable.
Girl, you
I'm going to be comfortable and cute.
Yeah, girl, I was comfortable. I was in sneakers.
I'm wearing sneakers too.
You could be cute, and you could be cute. You got, sneakers, you just got, boots. You could be cute anyway. You have to finesse. Like what? You don't got to be girly cute in heels. I mean, I don't even know why people do that.
I don't know why people do that.
At a concert, you're gonna stand regardless. Who sits at a concert? Like
people be like that.
Who really sits at a concert?
Nah, I'm gonna be comfortable. You at a
war
show.
You could sit at a war, but a concert, no.
Get my hair popping.
Got to get the hair curls popping. Hey. It's going to be there, y'all. It's going to be fun. But
yes, those are my announcements. Do you have anything to say?
No.
Oh, I got one question. So, never mind.
This head I'll save itchy it. Like a
mind. Anyways, back to the music. We'll be playing some LL Cool J.
And some MJ, because why would we go in the 80s and don't play the greatest, one of the greatest artists of all time?
Exactly. So, we're going to start y'all off with some LL Cool J, end y'all off with some Michael Jackson. So,
we about to get the show on the road.
Yeah.
I already got the music.
Oh, the LL Cool J song is I Need Love.
When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call, telling me I need a girl who's as sweet as a dove. For the first time in my life, I see I need love. There I was, giggling about the games that I had played with many hearts, and I'm not saying no names. Then the thought occurred, teardrops made my eyes blur, cause I said to myself, look what you've done to her. I can feel it inside, I can't explain how it feels. All I know is that I'm never dishing of the raw deal, playing make-believe, pretending that I'm true. Holding in my laugh as I say that I love you, saying I'm more, kissing you on the ear, whispering I love you and I'll always be here. Although I often reminisce, I can't believe that I found a desire for true love floating around inside my soul, because my soul is cold. One half of me deserves to be this way till I'm old, but the other half needs affection and joy, and the warmth that is created by a girl and a boy. I need love. Make my life complete. You can scratch my back, we'll get cozy and huddle. I'll lay get out my jacket so you can walk over a puddle. I give you a rose, pull out your chair before we eat. Kiss you on the cheek and say, ooh girl, you're so sweet. It's deja vu whenever I'm with you. I could go on forever telling you what I do, but where you at, you're neither here nor there. I swear I can't find you anywhere. Damn sure ain't in my closet or under my rug. This love search is really making me bug. And if you know who you are, why don't you make yourself seen? Take a chance with my love and you'll find out what I mean. Fantasies can run, but they can't hide. And when I find you, I'ma pour all my love inside. I need love. Hold you, never scold you, just love you. Suck on your neck, caress you and rub you. Grind, moan, and never be alone. If you're not standing next to me, you're on the phone. Can't you hear it in my voice? I need love bad. I got money, but love something I never had. I need your ruby red lips, sweet face and all. I love you more than a man who's 10 feet tall. I watch the sunrise in your eyes. We're so in love when we hug, we become paralyzed. Our bodies explode in ecstasy unreal. You're as soft as a pillow and I'm as hard as steel. It's like a dreamland, I can't lie, I've never been there. Maybe this is an experience that me and you could share. Clean and unsoiled, yet sweaty and wet. I swear to you, this is something I'll never forget. I need love.
Sorry, I didn't get to hear the whole thing, but y'all did get a nice peek of what we were talking about when we said Michael Jackson. Anyways, you were just in the zone with Zandrea. An hour has passed, so you are out of the zone. But we will. Oh, never mind. I will not be here next Tuesday. I don't know if Zay will be here next Tuesday.
I won't be. I probably won't be here at
okay,
this time.
Okay. Well, we'll be back the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. And then we will do something creative for y'all.
Yes.
Something different that we haven't done yet.
Something different, so, y'all.
When you, yeah. That was LL Cool J, I Need Love, and Michael Jackson, Wanna Be Starting Something.
Wanna Be Starting Something.
And we are out.
Peace.